Okay, we're Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tezvav. And this is also according to the Meiri. And he says, the perfected mind of the Chacham gives grace to all listeners, but the ways of the traitor make it hard to change. Okay? So first we have to understand a few things. The first thing is, what is a traitor in Mishlei? According to the Meiri, it's a person that refuses Chachma. What does he mean by refuse? It means he heard the Chachma and he's on a level to understand it. There's people that don't understand it, or people that never heard it. They can't be a traitor. They could be a Pesi. Pesi is a person that's naive about, never heard any of these ideas. Okay? But a traitor is a person that heard the ideas, he has the ability to understand it, and yet he refuses to accept it. That's a traitor. Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto wrote a book on logic, Sefer HaHigayon. In his introduction, he quoted this medrash that a captain of the Roman army came over to Rabbi Akiva and asked him which is better, God-made things or man-made things. So he showed him seeds and he showed him bread, says which is better. So you see, man-made things are better. So Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto says that God created the world incomplete and he gave it over to the human to complete it. And he says the same thing with the mind. The mind sees correct things, but it also makes mistakes. It's incomplete. Now, what perfects the mind? According to, in the secular world, the training of the mind is mathematics. There was a sign over Plato's school, don't enter these doors unless you know mathematics. I don't know if that's the exact quote, but that's what he said. In the Torah world, we learn the training of the mind is Gemara. And Gemara is the better training. There's a story of a person that learned under Reb Chaim Brisk, and then he left the yeshiva to learn physics, and he learned under Albert Einstein. And many years later, he came back to the yeshiva, and of course, the first thing the yeshiva guy asks is, who has the better mind? So he says that Einstein was heads over Reb Chaim in brilliance. But however, in precision, in being precise, Reb Chaim was way over Einstein. He was more precise than Einstein. Why is that? Because all sciences, when you study, they're vertical. In other words, you start more like a pyramid. You start with a lot of facts and the questions, and you build up, but then you get one or two theories. You understand, in every science, there's one or two theories. So where are you going to train yourself? Even in mathematics, a certain amount. But however, Gemara is written horizontally. Horizontally means that every step, every sugya, every area, every kasha, every question and answer, there's a premise to the question, a premise to the answer. Okay? So the thing is, with that type of training, that's going to train the mind. By the way, I think the way King Solomon wrote Mishlei, it's also a training of the mind. But the only thing is, it's not as good and not as in depth as Gemara or Halacha. So I mean, that's the best, okay. But the thing is, every pasuk of Mishlei is another analysis of again and again and again of two sides and the and to analyze what the subject is and what, you know. So there's also a training there too. But not as good as Gemara. Okay? So that brings the perfected mind of the Chacham. Okay, That's according to the Meiri. What is grace? Well, chein. What is grace? Or chein? Chein means that there's something within you that attracts other people. Okay? So when the Chacham is very precise, he has that perfected mind, every natural mind is drawn to ideas, but it has to be clear, and two, they don't have an emotion against the idea. If they have a powerful emotion, then they turn away, like the traitor, which we'll soon come to. So the thing is that, but naturally the mind is drawn to Chachma. So if you have the perfected mind that's very precise and gives it over very clearly, so people are naturally drawn to Chachma, to all the listeners of Chachma, they're drawn to. But if a person is a traitor to reality, in other words, he has an emotion that he cannot change, there's something that is stopping him from change. That's a traitor. A traitor is, he accepts himself the way he is, and he can't tolerate any thought of any change, because change is very, very hard, and he just cannot tolerate that. So therefore, that quality makes it hard to change, makes it so hard that the Meiri says, it's like trying to change the spots of a leopard. He says, because it's so part of him, it's such a deep part of his nature, this inability to change. So therefore, it becomes hard, practically impossible to change. And that is the pasuk. So just to summarize, there's the perfected mind, which we define the perfected mind, which is precision and thinking. There's grace, which means you're drawn to the mind is naturally drawn to the idea, and therefore listeners will naturally be drawn. But the traitor, the person that's a traitor to reality, he has the ability and he has the understanding to accept a true idea, but he turns away from it. He refuses the acceptance because he doesn't want any change in his, he's afraid of change, so that becomes impossible for him to change or to for the Chachma to reach him at all. Becomes impossible for him to change. That is the Pasuk Tesvav, according to the Meiri.